All right. It's Chairman Brad Holton, President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We are into a 2 o'clock agenda item, fiscal year 2026 budget workshop for the Treasurer's Office. So with that, let's get started.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to present the fiscal year 26 budget for the Treasurer's Office. As you know, it is, you know, our office is responsible for collecting, safeguarding, and distributing property tax revenues, investing public funds, and managing public administrator duties for unclaimed estates. Our work is foundational to the county operation and a public trust. A couple of accomplishments and a highlight. For fiscal year 25, I had the privilege of stepping in as the county treasurer. Dr. Tracy retired. This still makes me very emotional. With all that, we restructured our key staff positions to strengthen our team and ensure a seamless operation, which it all went very smoothly. One major accomplishment, we have partnered with the assessor's office to launch the portal, the data hub, which has been used by a lot of people and is very full, great information. We also responded proactively to postal changes by increasing communication around payment deadlines and encouraging early submission and paying online by lowering our fees a couple years ago. Despite staffing changes, our team remained committed to delivering strong customer service, accurate financial oversight, and effective collaboration with all of the departments. Our top priorities and objectives for 2026 is to stay focused and modernize internal financial systems and workflows to improve efficiency, accuracy, and service delivery. We're working also with auditing the next upgrade of Financial Edge, which hopefully will help relieve, take part of some of our HP banking, which is a system. The revenue investments, our department's revenue exceeded what we projected last year, which is great. And it's expected to remain stable and consistent for 2026. However, as the market goes down, the rates are probably going to start going down, but we have some investments that we purchased back in during COVID, and now they're all maturing, and we were earning basically nothing on those. So those are all starting to mature, so now we can reinvest with the rates as they are today, which is good. Do you have any questions so far? Want to go over what our increases are?
Sure. Yes, please.
So our first big interest on savings. This last year we reported 1.5 million of what we were expecting. This year we dropped it down to 600,000 for current expense only. Last year it was interest for all the interest that we earned, including ARPA. So this year they've asked us to drop it down to current expense only. So there is a big decrease in that number. Our miscellaneous professional, we increased that sum due to the cost of printing and mailing. And our tax notices are increasing by about 25 to 3,000 pieces a year. So that's an increase for postage and printing. Our tax deed expenditures, I think we left that about the same.
Yeah, we left it the same.
I expect to see a few more if times get tough, start seeing people not paying their taxes. And the cost of that just keeps going up. Certified mails are about $10 a piece now. Our service contracts, we left that about the same, just a little bit of an increase just due to...
That's Augmentum, yeah.
Basically Augmentum as they increase our charges. We added a new line item for cell phones for myself and Steve. Previously, I was not charging the county for my cell phone, and so I switched over to a county cell phone, so that's a charge now that we will incur. Postage, we doubled the postage because earlier this year we had our IT or our print shop mail out about 2,500 delinquent reminder notices. So that pushed just over our budget for postage for this year. Instead of using our previous BDS partners, we're trying to use our print shop for faster turnaround for the main thing. Our armored car, we increased that due to fuel cost. Banking charges, we actually reduced that one. We're not charged many banking fees at this point in time, which we like to keep it that way. We did add an employee appreciation line, asking for $500 on there just to help keep the morale up of our employees. Our computer equipment increased quite a bit with the recommendation of IT with 2 laptops, 6 desktops, and a printer. And our small office equipment, we left that the same, but we're wanting to purchase a currency counter, and we're possibly going to be able to do that with this fiscal year budget. And then the last one is the computer network software. On a placeholder for about $125,000 to be shared with the assessor for the fit gap analysis for Aumentum to upgrade, and hoping the state will choose the Aumentum software system to go statewide.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The assessor, you're splitting that with the assessor, right, so far?
Yeah, we figured we need about $250,000 to start the fit gap.
Okay. We didn't have any info on that the other day. Do we have more info on it now?
Yes, Chair. Commissioner Brooks, I can actually kind of fill in that gap if you want me to.
Sure.
I spoke with the assessor, and feel free, Treasurer, fill in the gaps if I miss it. Is with the upgrade of Aumentum coming, there's kind of a fork in the road. Either the state of Idaho is going to take over property tax assessments and the software, and the may or may not choose Aumentum, or we stay locally with our own solution being Aumentum. This is actually just a kind of a consultation of taking everything we use Aumentum and how we take that to the next platform, either to the next upgrade of Aumentum, because that is a major upgrade of that version, with including ProVal, because some things are actually getting integrated into Aumentum. So it's just almost consultation of a gap analysis. And it, according to the assessor, that may disappear. The $250,000, we'll know over the next 45 days-ish and what the state is going to do.
Okay. I think they're looking at 2 or 3 different systems that they like to go with.
And so if the state does not pick Aumentum, then we won't do that analysis, basically.
Chairman? I have a question, and it has to do with what you started with, which was the interest on savings. So whether you or the clerk, if you look at the 2020, starting in 2023, then 24, well, maybe I'm not reading. Okay, I think I figured out my question, but that's where we actually got the ARPA funding. So that actual of 844 and 23 and a million. This is just because you're not counting the interest that was being generated by holding the ARPA funds. But historically on that, is that 250-some thousand, is that about what we average on that? Or is, help me out.
I'm not sure what you're...
Are you looking at 2022?
So it's, yes, I'm looking at that whole line moving across there. We don't have enough history going back to see what happened, because we're still all in the COVID, ARPA, all of that. I'm just curious, given the low return on investment that we had for those accounts, what it was prior to COVID and the ARPA.
Well, interest rates weren't the best before COVID, and then they really took a dive during that time. I mean, I think our lowest one was 0.019%.
Wow.
Just now, we're glad to see those go away.
Yeah.
And
I think, I mean, you've obviously been there, but in a discussion that I had with former Treasurer Lloyd, the option to pull those out and reinvest them, other counties had tried that, and it really wasn't successful.
Correct.
And so.
Lost money, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had to sell a few investments in the last couple of years, and we have done very well. We have not lost any money on them, which we're happy to report. Kevin Hall, previously, I think it's gone both ways, where we report the interest that all the interest that we're gonna earn, and then as it's split out to different departments, and then I think there's other years that we report just current expense interest and nothing that goes to any of the other departments as it's split out by the clerk's office.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on the interest part?
Not on the interest, but did you prepare the sheet that the clerk provided? Do you have that or no? No copies of that for our folders?
Don't have any copies of that.
Are you talking the narrative?
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we were supposed to.
They provided that to you.
For you.
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
So overall total budget for fiscal year.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
There you go.
No problem.
You're good.
Thank you.
26 is $1,095,482, reflecting an increase of about $45,000 over the prior year's budget. And this is just driven basically by essential service areas and operational cost. And it does not include the fit gap analysis if we were to approve that. And in closing, the treasurer's office remains committed to the fiscal responsibility, operational excellence, and the service with public integrity. The budget supports our ability to meet legal obligations, enhance our services, and align with the county's broader goals. Oh, and I did not put any increase in employees, except for, I think, Steve. He's still continuing to work with the clerk's office, and I believe he is receiving additional pay, and I think he needs to continue to receive that until a position's hired in the clerk's office to help learn some of the budget responsibilities. And then I'm just waiting for HR and the board to decide how we're gonna proceed with.
Okay.
The cost of living and.
Chairman, I have a different question based on graph C of the presentation.
Can we just stay there for just a
Finish that? Sure.
Greg?
Mr. Yes, right now, Steve's getting paid out of the treasurer's office budget. There's a special pay on top of that through, I believe, 10-1, three gets through this budget process.
Correct.
Now let's hand it off.
Right.
So that's where the two numbers are coming from. And I believe the special pay is getting paid out of the clerk's budget. Is that correct?
We've not
been
requests for an allocation on that part of his salary, but.
It could be just coming out of the treasurer's budget then, so we might want to look at that. Because I know there's a special pay we put on there.
Correct.
I was not. I'm aware of a special pay, but that was not anything that was discussed with our office as far as his financial arrangement, so.
I think you three need to get together and make sure that we have this line item budgeted for, because I'm hearing a different story from both of you, and they're not connected, so we need to be sure that we got it covered.
But Chairman, can I ask for clarification? That specialty pay is going to end once there's someone hired. So it's a short term.
It is. So I know for a fact that the special pay is put on the regular pay. It's just the question is, where is that special pay being paid out of? And that's what we'll look into. But he is getting paid for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And that should sunset around 10-1 or 11-1.
So it won't be an issue for the 26 budget?
It should not.
Yeah.
But we'll validate.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Chairman, are you okay if I jump to graph C?
Okay.
Okay. Can you, in looking at that chargeback line?
Yes.
And so these are people where they've attempted, and I'm just interpreting the information without an explanation. So, and if you said it, I'm sorry, but I need to hear it again. We have $292,858.66 in chargebacks from 140 transactions where that was charged back for insufficient funds or whatever that looks like. Okay, and then what's the collection rate? Does that, it has to come to fruition at some time or it goes to tax deed?
Yeah, most of the chargebacks, and maybe need to reword it. They're not for insufficient funds. Most of them are invalid accounts.
Oh.
They come back saying that they're a chargeback.
Okay.
When we receive them, we send letters, we call, we email, we do what we can to collect on those to keep people, keep the taxes from going delinquent.
Yeah.
The return, the collection on it is very good.
Oh, okay.
We'll start tracking those numbers.
Okay, thank you.
See our in-office transactions are going up and everything's just increasing just because of population.
Mm-hmm.
You put that up. They don't know what we're talking about.
What's that? Oh, that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
We thought we said
you did. You sent it to him and I was gone on Friday. And
Chairman.
There was no supervision over Rick while you were gone.
Sorry, we'll get it on the screen so you know what they're asking. Sorry, guys.
They'll put it on the screen. Yeah, eventually I want a copy of it.
Our monitors are working. Is that people one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take one then.
Yes, please.
I thought you guys had
it. Pass the hole puncher.
I did, I just.
Thank you.
Kyle ignored us.
You know, that's a common narrative. Not really. Voila.
Which section are you on?
Yeah.
Sorry.
There we go. Yeah. Right there. There you go. Yeah.
Is this some information that you guys like to continue to see if our, how our transactions are coming in, which
direction,
whether it's
I think it's very, very good background information for the public when they why is the budget raising? Well, because we're doing more work.
I can see a huge increase between October 2023 and April 2024 to current. Only what about $15 million increase in what we've collected. And I think some of that has to do with sending out delinquent reminder notices. In January and in July. Just letting them know, hey, you did miss this, the due date.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
What else?
Anything else we want to? There's a graph of our investments, our maturity distribution on about 5 or 6 that shows how our investments are laddered. Where we try to constantly have stuff come maturing and spreading out our due dates so we're not stuck in a rut where everything's coming due all at once and the rates are low and spread it out, have it a laddering effect. And those will just start adjusting, which has worked well for us.
And you work in tandem, I forget his name, but we get an invite.
Yes, with Chris Bateman from TBI, Concourse, changed to Terra now.
So I'm sure you have a formula for figuring out what percentage, and it looks like you have that on your bond earning rates.
Yes.
What percentage of your portfolio was in those breakdowns?
Yes, he makes some wonderful graphs for us to keep us in line, keeps, you know, where we need to, when we're trying to reinvest, where our due dates need to fall.
Okay. Chairman, may I ask a question?
Sure.
I don't have a page number I can count, but it's right above the A budget on question 5. And so just refresh my memory or inform the board on any fee adjustments that happened, what that looks like, and when the last time was they were adjusted.
The only, we don't collect any fees except for NSF charges, which are very minimal. I think year to date we've collected like $320. That's the only fee that our office actually collects. Any credit card fees, e-check fees, that all goes to the processor.
So maybe 4 years ago we had a discussion, I'm sure that you were a part of that, but did the county decide to cover the credit card fees, or how does that work?
No, the taxpayer pays the
okay
fee when they use a debit or credit card. The only department that charge that pays the fee is landfill.
Okay.
I think that's in transition to
okay
that.
And the NSF fee covers the amount appropriately?
No.
So the NSF fee is insufficient in and of itself. It's in the name.
Yes.
Okay. So when was the last time we looked at that?
It's been quite a while, and I'm not even sure banks charge NSF fees that often anymore. And it does.
So we charge the fee to the consumer, a $20 fee. What's the actual cost?
That's probably a lot more than that.
It can range. It's probably sits around $30, $35.
And is there any proposal to make that at least meet the cost?
I've had a conversation with the clerk's office about that. If there's something in code that we have to require, is it something we have to adopt ourselves? And we haven't got back to revisiting that yet.
Okay. And Chairman, I would submit that I and your little old lady, neither one of us want to pay for somebody else to bounce a check. So I would be in support of having that reflect what it actually costs the person that.
I support your attitude.
Ma'am.
Let's do that. Typically, to approve the fees would have to come through the board. And so you could just work with legal. I would at least match them. There has to be some form of administrative cost for you to even handle it to pay back the bank the $30, $35. So the fee needs to be a little bit higher than that, what our actual cost is.
Okay, we'll work with legal. Get something.
They'll just write up a letter and then we'll have, we may or we may not have to have a hearing on it, and then it'll get enacted. So it's several month process.
Okay. Happy to do that.
Thank you.
So I have a theoretical question. The board is contemplating about the women's facility that we're going to be building. And if we fund it out of reserve funds, that could be several million dollars worth. How soon do you need to know about, we'll probably try to spread it over a 2-year period, 2 fiscal years, but it will be several million of reserve funds that would normally be sitting in reserve. It'll have to be liquid for construction payments.
The sooner the better, because we do have several of our low investments coming due. I think we have one due every month for the next several months. Then we could take that and not reinvest it or reinvest it someplace else to where it would be available for us as needed.
Okay. Well, we'll be working with facilities and the clerk, and as soon as we can get some projected dates out there, we'll get right back to you on that. But I need to give give you that heads up.
I appreciate it.
I don't know how much we're talking yet. We don't have the, we don't have the, any close cost estimates back on the facility yet. So as soon as we know some of those numbers, we'll have a better ballpark.
Right. I'd rather not reinvest the funds and then have to reinvest them and then have to try and sell them and have a potential loss in principal.
Right.
Yes.
Are you able to do like 30 or 3 month or 6 month? Mm-hmm. You're able to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, okay. So as soon as we know, we'll try to help you with that so you could be flexible.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
So I guess as we come back, we can maybe even leave it in the clerk's report when they come back on their workshop, but we'll need to figure out Steve's payment and where bucket that's coming out, which line item and which category, since he's between three. I don't know. The assessor didn't really address it.
That PCN is being reworked, and actually their budget has reported once that PCN's reworked will relieve 35K plus from what's in their budget right now. So I don't know if that's maybe the cause for, like, part of the communication. So Steve is not being backfilled as the PCN shared three ways. That PCN still exists in the system. So when you create the baseline budget, it's being shared among all three. But in talking to Jennifer and Brian, Director Danner's working to try to get that PCN reworked to where it just falls on the clerk's budget for a position that's not going to be compensated nearly as much as what Steve's PCN is. And so that's the position that I was referring to in yesterday's workshop. That would be a day to two of collections for Yvonne, a day to two for the recorder, and then working on L2s. So my hope is to hire that ASAP so that they can benefit from this L2 season with Steve's oversight. So the 5,000, whatever the specialty pay is to Steve right now, I think is just coming out of the treasurer's budget, but the treasurer is not incurring the cost for funding the old Steve's position, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
So there's going to be some cost savings realized. All we did was when Steve moved over, we just did a journal entry to take his time up until that time and just split it three ways.
Okay.
But technically, that's been a vacancy since Steve moved over, so there's savings being realized. I don't know if that
affects
in any way.
No.
For how the specialty pay should.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I got a very simple mind here. The 25 budget and the 26 budget, 20K is not going to pay Steve's wages coming into you. If he's your position entirely, 20K increase in your regular employees is not covering it. So I don't see the financial impact of him.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, when he became the chief deputy on the treasurer, he assumed a new PCN that was funded. And if I remember at the blue sheet, I think the clerk is correct. The specialty pay difference and the funded PCN as the chief deputy under the treasurer is all funded out of the treasurer's budget. And it's got enough to cover that.
Perfect.
And then with the FY26 budget on 10-1, as the clerk's saying, it'll all work out. So we'll have the funds, and he'll be paid appropriately.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the only budget that's going to see a hit is my budget, because if you approve Steve's PCN being repurposed, it's not going to be split three ways. It's just going to be entirely under the clerk. And I think Director Danner is recommending a grade 12. We're finalizing things. It's probably going to be somewhere in the mid-50s as an annual, so it's far less than what Steve says, but that's more than what one third of Steve was to me. So I'm going to absorb that increase, but I know that the treasurer's not indicated the need to take her one third of what Steve's salary is and to convert that into something different. And Stender's presentation obviously was focused on other needs. So they will try to make do figuring out how to backfill what Steve was performing for the, of course, the treasurer has Steve 100% now as our chief deputy. So, yeah. So.
Wait, Steve's your problem?
Yeah.
He's a good problem to have.
And I hope that's clear, and I do appreciate your support for the PCN when I think Director Darren's working on that resolution. And then part of that PCN will make clear it's not funded three ways. That's going to be funded.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I guess we got it covered. I'm good. Makes sense. Anything else?
I don't think.
Mr. Chairman. All right. Sounds like a good thing. All right.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.